You came. I hoped you would, to this clearing we both know so well, just like the very same night we first met, a starry evening like this one. You thought I would forget about you? I would never. I know, for you, our time apart was the blink of an eye. For me, well, it felt a little different. Even still, you never left my thoughts. I have missed your face. I returned as soon as I could, but I wish I could have been back sooner. And you knew precisely where I would be, didn't you? The hill where we first met, the place where I fell in love with you that very first moment. And then your father swiftly regretted ever deciding to take me in. I can still see so clearly the look on his face when he realized what was going on. Right under his very nose. Actually, I spoke to your father earlier today. He was happy to see me, yes. He is fond of me after all. What he is less fond of is what I represent to him. Yes, he is far too shrewd not to have guessed why I returned. He worries about what would happen to you if you chose to remain here instead of moving on. And he knows that the only reason you would stay is for me. He has seen too much. He's experienced too much life. It makes him feel uneasy for the future. And he's troubled about the state of these lands once he and his people are gone. Much as he sees me like a son to him, he does not share the same sentiment for my kind. Entrusting these lands to my people and leaving you in the midst of it is the last thing he wants. I wish I could disagree with him, but he's right. Twilight is falling on your kind. Soon they will move on and you should join them. There is no place for you here, not anymore. Be with your father there. It's where you belong. You must go. If not, you would deprive yourself of every blessing granted to you by birth. Yes, if I wanted to be entirely self-serving, I would ask you to stay. But I love you too much to anchor you here, to a home that's no longer yours. And if you decide to remain here with me, it will be too late to change your mind. Once the ships have left, they will not return. The choice is yours to make, but you cannot have both. You don't want both. Languishing away here as a human would, you would really give all that up for me? When I am gone, you won't come with me. Are you sure that is what you want? Yes. Yes, I know you had many years to consider your decision. Still, you will be the last of your kind here. You will outlive everyone you ever knew or ever will know. Am I really worth that much? Come here. I don't know if I will ever understand your reasoning, but I'm glad of it. You have my word. You will not regret this decision. If you would give this to me, then let me give everything to you. Let me have you. I will give you everything I have. All of it is yours. I am yours, whatever you would ask of me. It belongs to you. My life, my throne, I want to share it all with you. Do you want children? I will give you as many as you wish. Only my mouth for now? I can accommodate that request. Take off your gown, please. I need to see all of you, to taste all of you, please. Yes, I can tell you don't want me to let go. Your kisses make that all too clear. I will undress as well. But you must allow me my hands first. I will never tire of. Come down to the ground with me. Does that feel good? The new spring shoots under you, tickling your tender skin. You wanted my hands to go up here, didn't you? To these stiff peaks, aching to be touched. And I suspect that it's not from the cold. Shall I kiss them better? Nibbling gently all over them. Don't worry, no one will see the marks but me. They'll be our secret. It wouldn't be the first time we kept such things hidden. You want my mouth elsewhere? Where to, my love? Tell me. You're blushing now, aren't you? Even in the faint light of the evening, I can tell. Show me then. Guide my mouth there. Yes, I thought so. Spread your legs a little wider for me. I want to see all of you. You crave the ecstasy only my tongue can bring. It's yours. It's always yours. You needn't ask for it. down there. At your very center, at the place where you're aching for me. Dripping with arousal. Caressing every inch of your sweet folds. Flicking my tongue. Making your thighs tremble around my ears. All the way up to this little heartbeat. Just a nibble. You cannot help but writhe. I must confess. I do love to hear you cry out my name. Especially during the heights of your pleasure. Keep moaning for me, my love. Grip my head with your thighs. You won't hurt me. Keep me at your entrance for as long as you desire. My mouth was made to pleasure you after all. Yes, my darling. You are so close now. I can tell. Grip my hair if you need to. Guide me. Your pleasure is mine, my love. Just as you are mine. And I am yours. My love, that I can bring you such bliss. A bliss that will hopefully reach its peak very soon. Yes, darling. Yes. Feel it. Feel my tongue. Right there. Yes, right there. You can let go now. I have you. Give me your pleasure. Flood my mouth with it. Don't hold back now. Please, love, don't hold back. Come, come for me. Come now. Oh, oh, yes. Come back down to me. There you are. There you are, my love. Did that feel good? Oh, yes. I am rather aroused as well. I told you before. Your pleasure is mine. Is it really such a surprise? Especially after all this time. Kiss me, my love. I'm tasting you directly from the source. How could it not excite me? Would you like to keep going? It seems like you are. Pushing me to the ground, are you? And climbing on top of me? I do love watching you tear my clothes off. Are you ready for me? Then sink down onto my shaft. Straddle me. Yes. Slowly, please. Take it all inside you. Every inch. You are molten hot inside, darling. Feeling you grip me. Feeling you engulf me entirely. I'm watching the pleasure spread across your beautiful face. Utter bliss. Oh, I love you. Oh, yes. Oh, I love you. Ever. Ever. Since that first moment, I knew I loved you. And foolish boy I was, I hid it from you. All that time, I wish I told you sooner, so we could have had more nights like this. Nights free from doubt about the future. Those days I cherish most. When we were innocent. Do you remember when we first came here as children? When I saw you emerging between the birches, it felt as if I was still dreaming. As if you had transcended all reality. And I was a mere spectator. The world has changed since then, but we haven't. You are still the little elf maid I was too shy to approach, and I am still the besotted boy I was all those years ago. You would say otherwise. You will say that I am a descendant of kings, and above such things, yeah, ride me just like that. Yes. That's perfect. But I scarcely feel like a king, and all that is inconsequential at this moment, isn't it? Keep going. Keep going, my darling. Don't stop, please. Yes, like that. It's getting harder to hold back now, darling. I'll grind into my hips. I'll just thrust up and into you. Ride me faster, my love. I'm yours to do with as you please. Claw your fingernails into my shoulders as you ride me. Even that is bliss. Do you want me to suck on your tits again? With pleasure. bottom of my tongue and watching you squirm on top of me as I give them a gentle bite. Oh, you'll clench when I do that. Oh. Are you almost at that peak again? Ready to fall over it? I'm too. Join me there. Please. Join me there. I want us there together. Would you like me to help you along? Let me run my finger over your little bud. Warm, wet circles. Oh, teasing it to life. Feeling you tremble around me. Oh, I'm getting so very close now. Oh, maybe you should dismount. Maybe you don't want to. All right, as you wish. Are you ready for me? I am so ready for you. Oh, yes, don't hold back. Just like that. Just like that. You can do it, my love. Oh, give me one more. Muffle yourself if you must. Bury your face into my neck as you come. Yes, my love. Like that. Come. Come now. Come with me, please. Are you all right? Did I wear you out? My apologies. But it was absolute euphoria. It always is. And you can sleep the day away tomorrow if it pleases you. You want me to join you in bed tonight? I must confess, I would very much like to fall asleep with you in my arms, holding you close, wrapping you in my embrace, and feeling you cling to me, even in your slumber. For tonight, that is all I want. Before I set off again, I have no doubt that you knew this homecoming was only temporary. There are unfinished tasks that are required of me. I wish it wasn't so, but you know as well as I that there are many aspects of this world that are beyond our control. Yeah, perhaps when I'm gone, you may change your mind about me, and then you can still have your life's grace. Yes, yes. I know you meant what you said. I did as well. If you would have me, then I am yours. In this world and the next.